It's time for Love 'Em or List 'Em. So Jennifer's got an issue with her husband, and she's hoping that you guys can give her some excellent advice. And we said, of course you can. So let's hear what's going on, Jennifer. How can we help you on Love or List 'Em today? What's up?
My husband basically dropped a bombshell on me about a month ago. I don't even know what to do with this information.
Well, you came to the right place because we like to hear all about it. Tell us what happened.
5 years into my marriage and 2 children later, he suddenly decides that he wants to tell me he's not, quote unquote, good at being monogamous.
He's not good at it, as in it's just not in his DNA. He's just not capable of being monogamous.
I guess not, apparently, which is especially interesting because we had a conversation that went a little something like this before we went married. You know, I told him I'm a one man kind of gal. I'm not good at sharing. And I'm super duper monogamous, and I hope you are too.
Well, yeah, that's a point of getting married.
Yeah, and you're crystal clear up front. I sure hope that you are on the same page with me, and clearly he lied.
I spelled it all out for you there. And now 5 years later, I find out that you're lying, and he's going to, quote unquote, give it a try for me. But after that, he's going to come to the conclusion that he needs more variety in that part of his life. I don't even know what to do or say to this man right now. Then he doesn't want me to worry it because he still wants to raise our children together. I'm his, quote, person that he wants to grow old with and spend his life with, but he needs more adventure.
He's saying it's a little vanilla at home is all he's saying.
Well, maybe not vanilla. He just needs variety. Remember, he's not good at being monogamous. Is that whole it's just me and you thing? He's not good at that.
God, he's just not good at it.
Yeah.
Eye roll.
He's even saying that it has nothing to do with me. I'm not doing anything wrong. There's nothing I can do to fix it. It's just a numbers game. He needs more people.
Okay, so what's his big plan?
He's pretty much invited me to be a part of that. So now he wants to know how to proceed because this just isn't a preference thing. He needs it. He wants to be respectful of me. I don't even know how you can be respectful anymore at this point. And he wants me to come up with a plan so that he can respectfully cheat on me, his wife of 5 years, and the mother of his 2 children.
Well, I'm guessing he's, in his mind, thinking it's not cheating because he has now told you.
Not even that, but he's almost talking about it like he's a diabetic that needs sex insulin or he's going to die. How insane does this sound?
It sounds pretty insane. What have you decided to do?
I still don't even know. I'm still shocked. I'm still processing all of this. He said that, you know, I should try it at least once with him, you know, before I completely shoot it down. And you know, I just do not want to enable that bad behavior. I don't want to try it. I don't need to try a Rocky Mountain oyster to know I don't like it, you know?
Yes.
I know what it is, and I'm not into it, so therefore I don't want to eat it. And that's basically the same exact thing. So, I mean, I'm pretty ready basically to ask for a divorce at this point.
Oh, you're ready for the big D already? Like, that's it?
I mean, that's a deal breaker for me. Like, after 5 years, all of a sudden you want to introduce new people? What is that? So, like I said, I'm basically ready to ask for child support and spousal support because he definitely can afford a lot of it. And then, you know what? Just get back together with the one that got away.
Oh, you have one that got away from you?
I do, yeah. You know, he wasn't as flashy as my husband. My husband did come off as a super fun guy at the time. And, you know, Robert was super quiet. And when I did leave Robert, he even told me that he would wait for me because he knew this would never last. And he's even still single now.
Oh, wow. This sounds like it's meant to be almost.
Kind of does.
It feels like it's almost like fate intervening with my number one deal breaker, which is not being monogamous, to moving back to my first love. Is that a sign that I should go back to Robert or stick it out for my kids?
I mean, unless your love story, you've always dreamed of having a husband that involved you in threesomes at the end.
Could be foursomes, too. You don't know.
Swinging lifestyle.
Oh, wow. Jennifer.
Like, how do you just suddenly wake up and say that to your wife? And it almost makes me wonder, well, what have you been doing the last 5 years if you quote unquote need this so bad?
Well, right. He's been trying really hard to hold it in, this need, this burning desire, you know, and he's tried to be a good boy, but he can't do it anymore. So you need to figure out how he can cheat behind your back.
It's so weird.
I mean, you're allowed to cheat with him. He'd prefer that.
Yeah, he wants you there with him side by side.
And I mean, you'd have to leave your husband and take away the kid's father, although you have Robert. You know?
Yeah.
Do you love this guy? Do you say absolutely not? I mean, what do you do? It sounds like your mind is made up, but let's hear what people have to say. 651-989-5795. Maybe you give that Rocky Mountain oyster a try.
Ew.
I mean, you never know.
It could just be better than the description.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Probably not. I feel like I already know what's going to happen this way.
I would divorce him, says this text. Some people are monogamous. Some people are polyamorous. They do not mix.
That's
get
true.
Get the divorce.
Wow.
Hell to the no. The big D it is. Sounds like she already knows what she wants to do. She just needs confirmation. Voting Robert all the way. And that is a big question. I'm wondering, are people going to support that and say, you know what? You really should pursue that one that got away. How many people live with that regret of having that one? They went, yeah, you're not as flashy and as great as this other guy. So I'm going to just leave you here and I'm going to go for this. And then I find out, oh, it's not greener. It's not better. Now I know why I should have stuck with my guns.
Yeah, sometimes it's the flashier that you do choose because it seems right, it seems fun, but in the end, that's not what matters and that's not what counts.
In my experience, once you bring up divorce, it becomes inevitable, so I would say follow your heart. Just kick him out because he's not going to change. Mm. So I'm starting to notice a trend here.
Yeah, me too. Weird.
People are saying we need an update on this one. Yeah, for sure. Ash, you're in Lino Lakes. What would you say on Love Him or List Him?
She does not need that in her life. List him, list him, list him. That is, when you enter marriage, it's a contract, and he has signed on to be faithful to you, and now he's asking if it's okay if he doesn't have to be faithful. And you know what, honey, that's not okay. So she can list him, and she can divorce him. I think that's a valid thought. That is like the it. Like that's no. I feel bad for her and I'm sorry. If you're listening right now, honey, I'm so sorry for you.
Oh, I know she appreciates that, Ash. Thank you. It is hard when you marry somebody and you feel like you're on the same page and then all of a sudden they're like, yeah, I was lying when I said that. I just wanted to see if I could become a monogamous person, but what do you know? I'm not.
And why? Why do you then sign up for it? That makes me so mad.
Because they think they can change. Here's the thing I've discovered. People cannot change. They don't change it. If they do, it's rare. It's really rare. People are who they are. And when they show you who they are, believe them, you know? Layla, you're in Anoka. Your husband had this conversation with you too?
Well, no, we had a conversation about being monogamous before we got married.
And?
And we've been married for almost 5 years and it's never been an issue. It was a hard and fast thing for both of us. He was cheated on in previous relationships. It's not anything to take lightly, and the guy's just being a sleazeball.
Yeah. So you'd say divorce?
Unfortunately, I would say yes. I have a lot of friends who are in open relationships, and that's not how you have one. The guy just wants to go and be with other people.
Yeah. Okay, so do you think she should go, chasing down Robert, say, what's up, Robert?
That would depend on Robert, too. He might not still feel the same way 5 years later.
He said, I'll wait for you. He knew that this was going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, then, sure, why not?
She said he's still single. I mean, that's pretty crazy. If he's like, this is never going to work, I'll wait for you. How sweet is that?
Aww. Is it right to go jumping into something else right away? I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. Natalie's in Inver Grove. Would you love this guy? Let him cheat. Maybe try having a little group fun together or not.
No way. Never.
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 Has this happened to you?
What?
Has this happened to you?
No.
Okay.
She had to think about it. She's like, no.
Let me think for a second. Yeah, no. Okay, so it's a list from Natalie. Thank you. Let's see. Michelle, you're in Minnetonka. This is very similar to your first marriage, huh?
Yes, very similar. We, with the exception of we didn't have kids, but for several years we tried to figure out how to satisfy his need, and it finally came to the point where I just couldn't live with the idea, and so we got divorced, and now I'm happily married, and I look back and think, oh my goodness, what was I doing?
Yeah, so you're delaying the inevitable, you're delaying your own happiness, so why wait, right?
And he's very happy right now, too, because he's not in a committed relationship. He can do what he wants, and I am in a committed relationship, which is what I felt like I needed and deserved. So for us, we just had very different ideas. It did come up years after we were married, but I would say, you know, maybe not move on to somebody she has in mind, but just move on and kind of keep the idea open to other people.
Sure. Now, Michelle, when your husband came to you, did he say it like her husband and be like, well, it's just I'm not good at being monogamous, which is the stupidest thing ever?
he basically, after we were married, said it wasn't something he was capable of doing.
Oh, so he needs that sex insulin too.
Yes.
I just love that somebody would get married. Like, why go through all that?
Right.
I'll just never understand that, to put somebody else's life on the line like that and just go, but I really, I'm sorry. My bad. I just can't do it.
Susie's in Maple Grove.
Good morning.
Good morning. What did you want to say? Good point. What is it?
Well, what I want to say is that she should finish this house. I mean, get through the divorce, go through everything you need to go through before starting anything with Robert. And that's really the problem. People, you know, throw everything to the wind and never mind any finishing any business for the sake of your children.
Mm-hmm.
Finish that and then move on.
And then move on. Yeah, I think there's an order of events there.
Yeah.
She's just trying to figure out how she wants to approach this. Someone texted in, wow, listen to all the conservative, straight-laced, white-bread suburbanites calling in this morning. Well, if you have a differing opinion, we're waiting for your call.
Yes, please.
Yeah. Feel free to defend this and, you know, get your perspective out there. Oh, wow. Andrea's in Ramsey. You had a similar situation just happen?
Yeah. So this weekend was actually my weekend of selling my house and moving out. And I chose to divorce my husband because, yeah, we were high school sweethearts and together for 12 years. And then we just had a, well, now our son's almost two. And yeah, he just kind of wanted to see if the grass was greener.
And?
Well, he's still out there. Before the divorce was even finalized, he had a couple new girlfriends and stuff that my friends saw him at, like, Top Golf and stuff. So
at least he was incognito in Top Golf.
Yeah, right. Somebody said, how come no guys are calling in for this? Yeah, I wonder.
Weird.
I would like somebody to call in who is this guy.
Yeah.
Who thinks, you know, I want to talk to somebody who's done that.
Done what?
Been like her husband, thinking, oh, I can have it all. I can have girlfriends. And that's who I want to hear from.
Yeah, I mean, there are probably some people who go, you know what, they have this urge to just, you know, sow their wild oats. And they think, well, I've had enough partners. I can, quote unquote, settle down, you know, and be with just one person, raise my kids. And then something kicks in that just tells you, oh, I can't do it. And we have Chad in Richfield who wants to explain this because you think it's a disease.
Yes. You know, I've had a similar experience dealing with something like this, something known as compulsive sexual behavior.
Yeah.
And it's something that maybe he doesn't realize he's dealing with.
Oh.
And the idea of her divorcing, you know, it's valid, but they might want to take a look at something like this. Is it's an actual disease or an illness that he might be dealing with that they really just don't know.
Well, that's interesting. Are you fully recovered now from this? Are you in a monogamous relationship?
I have a wife of 8 years. We've been together 12 years, and we've worked through a lot of issues, and we've come out on the better side.
Good for you. That's great. That's wonderful. Well, now that Jennifer's listening, hopefully she talks to her husband and, you know, can you get tested for that? Go in and see if you have the disease, right? We'll see. Thanks for calling, Chad. I appreciate the call. Good advice, huh?
Really good advice. I guess you have to want to be better.
Yeah.
Though, too, in a situation like that.
And that'll be the question for him. Do you want to be better? Mm-hmm. Or do you want to continue getting out there?
And then that can answer her question right there.
All right. There it is. That's all we're going to do with that.